It's episode 191, and we've got plugins for enhanced e-commerce analytics, restoring backlink juice, keyword tooltips, content curation, bulk post uploading, and a plugin to force your admins to change their passwords. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be back here with everyone.
And we've got the usual great episode for you as we count down to episode 200. We're getting closer and closer to that, so I thought we'd just sort of throw that out there.
Yep, yep, absolutely.
So don't forget, right off the top, we got the usual stuff. You can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your reviews over on the iTunes Store, Stitcher Radio.
Absolutely. That helps us out in the rankings. And also remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z.
And of course, to let you know, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. I myself specialize in helping people fix it when it's broken, or if you're looking to save yourself some money when developing that WordPress website, spend an hour or two with me. I can help point you in the correct direction so you don't end up with a lot of unnecessary plugins on your website. So you can reach me, give me a call at 818-850-7729.
And as you specialize in broken things, I specialize in broke people, which actually will save you some money if you are facing some financial difficulties out there. Plugin 295 is the promo code you want to use at GoDaddy.com. That's where you get $2.95.com domains. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings. That's GoDaddy promo code plugin 295.
Excellent. Save a few bucks, get a great domain. So we also got a little bit of feedback this week, don't we?
We do. We have some feedback, not a whole heck of a lot of news. I've been playing around with 4.0 now for a couple weeks. Haven't really had too many issues at all. Still kind of loving the fact that the media player loads the way I want it to and all the other stuff. So, John, the one thing that I will say from last show to this show, boy, have I got a lot more experience in WooCommerce. Holy cow.
Well, we got a great WooCommerce plugin for you today, too. So
awesome. Can't wait for that. Yeah, let's get into some feedback
here. All right. Well, let's pop it off. We've got a question here from Ben. So take it away, Ben.
Hi, John. Hi, Marcus. I found your podcast just a couple weeks ago, and I'm really enjoying going through some of the back catalog. And I've got a question that it's a little bit tricky. I don't know if there's a solution to it, but I thought you guys would be the people to know. I'm working on a project that involves a user, actually a patient, taking a CD that they got from their doctor containing their CT scans, MRIs, whatever, and uploading it to our website. But the problem is that those images come with a program built in for reading them. And I was wondering if there was some streamlined way for a user like that to create a zipped contents of the CD or an ISO of the CD and upload it kind of like through a web form or through the website, so they don't have to download a program and rip it themselves and then upload the file. Maybe that's too complicated for a WordPress plugin, but if anybody can think of a solution, it's you guys. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
All right, Ben. Yeah, I don't know what to say there, Ben. That sounds like it's going to be a difficult challenge for a plugin into itself, because the only way I know of to rip content from a CD is drop it into my computer and rip it from there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, Ben. I got nothing for you. I appreciate greatly your new listenership and the fact that you've taken the liberty to ask a question on the show. But unfortunately, where operating systems and WordPress combine is pretty much where I have to throw in the towel as far as an interface goes. You know, maybe there's some desktop program that you can configure, or maybe head to Elance or Odesk or one of those types of places and see if somebody can come up with some real quick, maybe a Visual Basic program or something like that that can then take that and automatically upload that to either FTP or through a WordPress interface, something like that. So maybe give that a shot.
Yeah, that's about the only way it can go. Anyway, yeah. Thanks a lot, Ben. We do appreciate it. All right, that's pretty much it. And also, well, throw in my two cents about WordPress 4.0. I am definitely still loving it and everything in it. The only thing I miss is when I go to play with plugins, I'm missing that button for the newest plugins in the search area.
Hmm.
You know.
Well, I think they just wanted people to start listening to our show a little bit more frequently so we could relay that info.
I do miss that because I like seeing what all the new plugins are from within my WordPress. You know. But anyway, other than that, definitely liking the way everything's working with it. It has been very smooth.
Yeah, the only thing that I really still miss is the amount of border space that you can put around an image. Hmm. That used to be kind of the default way to go. You could, you know, set your border.
Yeah.
And this one just doesn't have that. So there is a plugin that I have that actually restores that functionality, which is pretty cool, but kind of stinks they took that out.
Yeah, don't know why. All right, well, I guess it's time to move on to the meat and potatoes time, eh?
That's right, let's roll.
Okay, off we go. All right, well, the first plugin I've got this week is one that was referred to us by Bonnie Santini, or Satini. And what it is it's an enhanced e-commerce Google Analytics plugin for WooCommerce. And it is a free one. It is available at the repository. But we also have a link here to their website where they have more details about the plugin. So anyway, what the plugin does for you, it allows you to capitalize on the Google Analytics enhanced e-commerce component now, which is out there. And this plugin helps you do that capitalization. The setup on it's pretty easy. Enter your information, and you can start tracking what's happening in your WooCommerce store. You can understand why and where your customers are leaving you if they're not buying. You can customize funnels in it for doing a checkout process. It helps you to improve on product management, to improve on the merchandising effect. It all in all, it helps you by giving you those analytics from what they're doing in your store. Where are they going in your store? Where are they stopping? Where are they leaving you? How come they fill their shopping cart and don't pay you? Those sorts of things. So it's a really nice plugin for tracking down that, and it should give you some really great information. I've just recently installed it, so I don't have any stats yet to play with, but real soon I will. So anyway, give it a check out. It's called the Enhanced E-Commerce Google Analytics Plugin for WooCommerce. Wow, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
And I give it a rating of 4 dragons. So.
Couldn't have just called it Product Analytics or something. Huh?
You know, sometimes you just got to stretch the name out and see who can twist their tongue around it.
All right. Well, I have a plugin that's pretty cool. It is based upon a long outdated plugin that I used to be a big fan of called Link Juice Keeper. This one is much of the same. So fundamentally, what this plugin does is it will help save all of your link juice from existing backlinks to pages or posts that may be non-existent. So rather than just throwing everybody to a 401 page, this plugin will actually assume that some of these things were, existing backlinks, or maybe you take a page down or a post down or something like that. This will then 301 redirect them to your home page so that all that juice gets deflected, so to speak, over to your home page instead. And I tried it out and deleted a couple of posts just to test it. And it indeed did a full 301 redirect from that old link. So it worked pretty well. I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I used to use something similar, but it started breaking, so I had to take it away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's actually kind of nice because there are lots of times, especially the biggest time I see it is when you do some transfer from one site to one domain to another, or moving to moving from an older HTML to WordPress. So
exactly.
So that might do very quite nicely for that.
Yep, absolutely.
Excellent. All right. The next one I've got here, this was another plugin referred to us. This one came from Jamal Zarga, and it's called Bluet Keywords Tooltip Generator.
Hmm.
And what it's for is you go through, when you install the plugin, set it up, it allows you to create a list of keywords for your site, and it creates a tooltip or a pop-up window for specific words on your site. Like if we have WordPress plugins. If we set that up on our site, we can say, well, WordPress plugins are the enhancements and great ways of, you know, dealing with WordPress. And when people mouse over the word, it pops up a window. You can put an image into it and they can get more information on it. It's great for technical sites that need to give descriptions to their technical words or explanations for their technical words. Another use I saw for it is advertising, promotions. You know, if you talk about, say, Genesis theming system on a regular basis, you can have the word Genesis, and when they mouse over it, it pops up, explains it, and they can go click on the link to go buy through your affiliate the Genesis platform. So there's lots of great uses for this plugin, and it does set up, takes a bit of work. You got to go through and manually build the list and manually build all of the tooltips for it. But other than that, great plugin. Gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Just make sure you don't overdo it.
Yep.
Nothing worse than having 50 million tooltips come up too. And they do tax your system resources a little bit.
Well, anything that uses Java and Ajax does that. But.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I found a honey of a plugin here. It is called Post Scheduler. I would have called this Bulk Post Uploader. And here is what it does. It facilitates the scheduling of posts as per user requirement, depending on the range of dates. So if you have some articles in text files, a ton of them, say client articles and or the like, you can zip them up into one zip file, upload it with this plugin, and you set the range as far as how, you know, when you want it to start and when you want it to end, and it will sort of schedule in between all of those particular posts. So it's a really nice way to just bulk upload everything at one time,
Schedule
it throughout, and be done with it from one zip rather than having to upload text file, copy, paste, copy, paste, all that kind of stuff. Did a really good job of it. I did 2 different tests with it,
nice.
Including, now here's the key, including some HTML, and that's what I put in this. So it wasn't just a text file. I did full HTML with image embedding and things like that. And it really it handled everything I threw at it. I did not try anything with short codes, but I assume it would work with short codes as well. So maybe out there you might want to give that one a shot. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
That could be very nice, especially if you've got a fair whack of stuff already created in text files that you haven't got a chance to deal with yet.
Yeah, I was afraid. I was actually kind of hesitant if I wanted to even reveal this on the show.
Yeah, we got to give away a gem or
yeah,
2 once in a while.
This one, you know, it could be very dangerous, like in the wrong hands. It's like a nuke. Be careful using this, because especially if you're using some sort of weird article set of text files and you just want to upload them all to your website and you get duplicate content everywhere.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think that this would work out really well in a lot of different instances, especially setting up client stuff, even if they have text files of their promotional stuff or their brochures or things like that. At least it gives you a place to start as far as transferring all of that stuff over. So it's called Post Scheduler. Gave it a 4 out of 5, and it's probably worth checking out if you get into bulk posting.
Excellent. All right, well, the last one I've got here is, it's a bit of a revisit to, I've sort of gave this a preview several episodes back. It's called Curation Suite. And since then, I've had more time to play with it and get into using it. And I have used it for development on a couple of websites now. But what it's designed to do is it helps you build a website in similar style to like the Huffington Post, where the content there, vast majority is not theirs. They just sort of grab a snippet from somewhere, display enough of it, and then link off to the original article. Well, that's what this plugin does for you. And it allows you to bring all the information in. You just find a link on the web, that a website you're looking at, throw that link into the program. It brings and feeds off all the images that are available, any videos, any social media that's available for it. It helps you create a headline. It helps you grab snippets from within the article for a paragraph of text to give people enough information about the article. Then it gives proper credit back to the original website for where the content is coming from. So they can get the snippet from your site, go read the full article on another website. It's a great tool. It works very, very well. It sets up the links that you create using it, sets them all up as nofollow so they don't end up, you know, pushing out juice from your website or creating problems for you. All in all, a great plugin. It has several tools that go with it to allow you to find content, get image credit actions, all of this. Great, great plugin. I had to give this one a top 5 Dragon rating due to all of its great.
Beautiful. So they submitted this one to us?
No. Oh. I actually bought this one because I was doing some development. And the first time I used it, the client bought it and I helped them develop it. And I realized, hey, this is a great tool. So I ended up buying it myself. So it is a premium plugin. It is not cheap. Mm. But it's worth every penny.
Yeah, $147 it looks like.
Yeah, I say it's not cheap, but it's worth every penny. And it's worth the, because of the way it works and because it doesn't place you in copyright issues.
Huh.
Which is the big thing about bringing content to your site from others, is if you don't do it correctly, you face copyright issues.
Interesting. Wow.
So.
All right. Well, this last one, I've been dealing with some client sites lately that, here's how I describe them. We get in there and we look at the users and there are like 10 people in there. So this client had, you know, this firm work on their site, then this designer work on their site, then this SEO company work on their site. So amongst all of this, there are about 10 admins that we're not even sure what they do. So I found this plugin to kind of flush the system out. And this is a good thing to do anyway for any kind of system in the sense of WordPress where you have a lot of admin users. It's called Reset Admin Password Periodically. And what it does is you set a predefined time, like every 12 days, every 30 days, every 90 days, whatever. And it forces everybody, even admins, to change their password. So when things occur like the iThemes password debacle or any kind of other security thing, or just in general, if you want to make it so that every admin changes their password on a regular basis just for your own site security sake, then this one is for you. It's really easy. You just set it up, set up the welcome mail or change your password mail, and it takes care of all the rest as far as emailing each user. And it was really good too because it helped to weed out who didn't respond and didn't change their password in time. I could see who was really paying attention. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Very important to be able to do that too, especially if you've got a whole bunch of unnecessary admins.
And you don't know how long they've been there.
Yeah.
And so these may go to email addresses that don't even exist anymore, but still that's an opportunity for someone else perhaps to, you know, maybe they were sloppy with their passwords every other site they went to, and they're just leaving a hole open, you know, right in your back door just for them to sneak in. Yep.
Very well. All right. Well, that covers it all up. I covered in this one here the Enhanced e-commerce plugin for WooCommerce, which I gave a 4 rating to. I covered up the Bluet Keywords Tooltip Generator, which I gave a 4 rating to, and then the Curation Suite, which I gave a 5 to.
And I've got 4s across the board. Backlink Saver, 4 out of 5.
post scheduler 4 out of 5, and reset admin password also 4 out of 5.
All right, and a little bit of commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, then check out canadastockphoto.com. Great, unique, not found anywhere else, stock photo images. So go give it a check out, canadastockphoto.com.
Yeah, and also, if you'd like to use GoDaddy plugin 30 is the code for there, you can save 30% on anything, any new order, hosting, anything you want. So plugin 30 gets you 30% off at GoDaddy.com.
And of course, if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpplugins.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, give us a review over in the iTunes Store, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio.
I got a feeling that a little more curation is going to be going on with that news pretty soon.
Oh, real soon, man, real soon.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can get me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can drop me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And remember, you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. Also, check me out every Wednesday night with Jeff Chandler on the WordPress Weekly podcast. And remember, you can follow this show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.